出埃及记第十一章八到十一节。
So then a new king who did not know about Joseph came to power in Egypt.
有不认识约瑟的新王起来治理埃及。
Look, he said to his people, the Israelites have become much too numerous for us.
看，他对百姓，对他的百姓说，看哪，这以色列民比我们还多。
Come, we must deal shrewdly with them, or they will become even more numerous, and if war breaks out, will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country.
第十节，来吧，我们不如用巧计待他们。恐怕他们多起来，日后若遇什么事，什么战争的事，就联合我们的仇敌攻击我们，离开这地去了。
So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built Pithom and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh.
十一节，于是埃及人派督工的辖制他们，加重担害苦他们。他们为法老建造两座积货城，就是比东和兰塞。
The previous Pharaoh had given favor to Joseph and the Israelites.
在以往的法老对以色列人善待他们。
But this is a new king, new Pharaoh who had come in, really didn't know the history.
可是这个现在来的是一个新的法老，新的王，他并不了解过去的历史。
And becomes an oppressive ruler.
所以他变成一个非常加害他们的一个王。
What follows is the story about Moses.
接下来我们就讲到摩西的故事。
Where Moses is born.
我们看到摩西在哪里生长。
He's released in faith by his parents.
他是借着因为他父母的信心把他放下来。
He's raised in Egypt, under the instruction of Pharaoh's daughter.
他在埃及长大，是在法老的女儿的管教下长大的。
But yet he still identifies with his own people.
可是他却愿意与他的同胞认同。
And when he sees an Egyptian being abusive to his own people, he steps in and ultimately kills an Egyptian.
当他看到一个埃及人来欺负他的百姓，责打他的百姓的时候，他站出来，到了结果他把那个埃及人给杀了。
Out of that, once he is discovered, he has to flee to Midian.
当他做了这些事以后，他发现他必须要逃离到米甸去。
And then Moses marries and is raising a family in the desert.
所以他在那里结婚，生子。
One day encounters a very unusual situation.
有一天他就遇见了一个很奇异的事情。
He sees a tree burning, but it's not being consumed.
他看到一个荆棘起了火，可是并没有被烧毁。
Would that get your interest?
这是不是引起你的兴趣呢？
If we walked out in the parking lot and one of the buildings on the far side of the street was on fire, but nothing happened to it, would that get your attention?
如果我们今天走到了停车场，看到远处有一个大的建筑物开始有了火，可是火那个建筑物一点损伤都没有，是不是能够让你引起你的兴趣呢？
If you saw a car on the side of the road,And there is flames coming out from underneath the hood.
如果你看到一个车在路边，从它的车底下起了烟。
But yet there is no damage to the engine.
可是车的那个引擎却一点伤损损伤都没有。
Wouldn't that get your attention?
难道你会不会引起你的注意力呢？
I think so.
我想应该会吧。
Let's go see this thing.
让我们来看看到底怎么一回事。
Moses had some curiosity.
所以摩西也一样。
And he followed through on that and went over to see this tree that was not being consumed.
他去看看那个荆棘到底怎么回事，没有被烧毁。
In Exodus chapter 3 verse 1.
在出埃及记第三章第一节。
Says, now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God.
摩西牧养他岳父米甸祭司叶特罗的羊群，一日领羊群往野外。去到了神的山，就是何烈山。
So there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up.
耶和华的使者从荆棘里火焰中向摩西显现，摩西观看，不料荆棘被火烧着，却没有烧坏。
So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.
摩西说，我要过去看这大异象，这荆棘为何没有烧坏呢？
When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am.
耶和华神见他过去要看，就从荆棘里呼叫说，摩西，摩西。他说，我在这里。
Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
神说，不要进来，当把你脚上的鞋脱下，因为你所在之地是圣地。
In verse 6, then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God.
第六节又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以扫的神，雅各的神。摩西脸蒙上脸，因为怕看神。
You recognize that we no longer live under the Old Testament, we live under the New Testament.
你有没有看到说我们不再是在活在旧约里，而是活在新约里？
But yet the Old Testament is still very valuable to us because many times it provides a picture of truth that is fulfilled in Christ in the New Testament.
可是你有没有发现旧约所有的实在是非常对我们来说非常的真实，因为它所展现的图画就是在新约里基督为我们所做的一切事情。
For example, Old Testament, sacrifice a lamb on an altar.
比如说在旧约里头所献的羊羔。
New Testament, fulfilled by Christ, who is the Lamb of God.
在新约里，主耶稣成就了，因为他就是那被杀的羊羔。
The principle of whatever you see in the Old Testament, if it goes through the cross, you can have it in the New Testament.
这个原则就是在旧约里，如果是要经过那个十字架，在新约里头也是一样。
The cross is the filter from old to new.
在这个十字架就是从旧约到新约的一个过程。
And so we have at times a picture, of something physical in the Old Testament that highlights a spiritual truth in the New Testament.
所以在旧约里我们看见的是一个图画，在新约里头我们看到的是属灵的意义。
When Moses went to see this strange sight, God said to him, Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground.
当摩西过去看这个异象的时候，神对他说，脱下你的鞋，因为你站的是圣地。
This is beginning to paint a picture for us of life in the New Testament.
这就是开始了在新约里头要告诉我们的事情。
What is it saying to us?
到底要对我们说些什么？
Anybody wear sandals this morning?
今天早上有没有人穿了凉鞋？
Anyone standing on holy ground?
今天早上我们站的是圣地吗？
Okay.
是。
Well, I don't have sandals on this morning.
Well, 我今天早上没有穿凉鞋。
And maybe in the summertime I might wear them.
可能在夏天我会穿。
So how does this apply?
那这个到底对我们有什么怎么个应用呢？
Part of the concept is that as you walk on a sandal, and God says, remove those sandals because you're on holy ground.
当神告诉我们说，你要把你的鞋子挪去，因为你站的是圣地。
The concept is for us to remove anything that comes between us and holy ground.
就是要告诉我们，我们要在从我们与圣地之间，我们要除去一切的阻拦。
Does that make sense?
这个明白吗？
Remove it, take it out.
挪去。
Remove anything that comes between us and the holiness of God.
从我们在我们与神圣的神圣的神之间，我们要挪去一切的东西。
Now, have you ever thought about how is it that God can make ground holy?
有没有想过神怎么让这个地，让这个地方神圣呢？
How does God make the dust of the earth holy?
神怎么能够让一个尘土圣洁呢？
I believe it's by His presence.
我相信是因为他的同在。
Whatever God's holy presence touches.Becomes holy.
当他圣洁的与我们同在的时候，那个时候那个地方就是圣洁。
God's presence is never defiled.
神的圣洁是从来不能被人怀疑的。
What did God use to create humanity?
神是怎么造人的？
Didn't he take the dust of the earth, gather together, and then breathe the breath of God into it?
他不是用了尘土吗？然后他吹他的气息到那个鼻孔里吗？
You see, God can take the dust of the desert and make it holy.
你看，神他可以让一个沙漠之地成为一个圣洁的地方。
He can take the dust of the earth and make it holy.
他可以用一个尘土来让它成为一个圣洁的。
And there is nothing that should come between us and the contact with that holiness.
所以，当我们与神有接触的时候，应该中间应该有。不应该有任何的事情。
Part of what's being said here in an Old Testament context is that if God can take the dust of the desert and make it holy,
所以在这个地方我们看到，如果神能够让一个沙漠之地成为一个圣洁之地的话，
He can take you and I, humanity, who came from the dust of the earth, and make us holy.
他也可以让我们是以尘土来造的。可以让我们也成为圣洁。
Holiness is not manufactured.
圣洁不是工厂制造出来的。
Holiness does not come about by wearing the right clothes.
圣洁也不是因着你穿的整齐的衣服。
Holiness does not come about because we say the right words.
圣洁也不是因为我们说了合宜的话。
Holiness comes from being in contact with the God who is holy.
圣洁是因着我们与神有连结，所以因为它是圣洁的。
There's no striving in it.
我们是不能努力得来的。
There's no manufacturing it.
不是工厂制造出来的。
His holiness invades us.
他的圣洁来到我们中间。
And as we step into His holiness,
当我们进入他的圣洁里的时候，
then we begin to make right choices.
我们就可以有了。就会做出对的决定。
We begin to wear the right clothes.
我们就会做出穿了合宜的衣服。
We begin to use the right words.
我们就会说合宜的话。
Because of contact with His holiness.
因为我们与神的圣洁有连结。
Who has made us, the dust of the earth, holy?
因为他使我们尘土所做的人能够成为圣洁。
We don't have to try to be holy.
我们不需要努力成为圣洁。
We need to come in contact with Him who is holy.
我们需要与他连结来成为圣洁。
In Exodus chapter 3 verses 7 and 8.
在出埃及记第三章第七节第八节。
And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows.
耶和华说我的百姓在埃及所受的痛苦我实在看见了他们因督工所受的辖制所的哀声我也听见了
The word there for cry is not like a baby cry
在这边说到的哭不是孩子的哭
The Hebrew word for cry actually means a shriek
在希伯来文这个说到的哭是一个哀鸣的哭
It is the kind ofthing that I would picture that when an Egyptian taskmaster used a whip on the back of a Hebrew slave
我想象到当埃及人用这个鞭打那个以色列人的背的时候
and he lets out that kind of shriek
他那个以色列人这样的哭嚎出来
that in his heart and in his spirit he's saying oh God how long
在他的心在他的灵里头他这样哭求神啊还要多久
God see our misery
神啊你看到我们的苦情了吗
God deliver us from this slavery
神啊拯救我们拯救我们出来
And he heard
而神听见了
How long were God's people in slavery
神的百姓到底为奴多久了
Because of what's stated in Genesis 15:13,
在创世纪十五章十三节这么说。
Some say it was 400 years.
有人说在那个时候说四百年。
And that's the common understanding.
这是很普通，大家都这么认为。
Others say based on Exodus 12, verse 40, that it was 430 years.
如果看出埃及记 12章 40节的时候, 他说是 430年。
Others say that their entire time in Egypt was not in slavery, so therefore calculations need to be made as to how long they were in slavery.
所以有的人说他们在埃及 全部的时间因为有一半的时间不是为奴的，所以呢，这个换算的方法又有不一样。
And based on those calculations, some say it was 215 years.
真正为奴的时候大概就是215年。
It's not my point to try to pinpoint exactly how many years they were in slavery.
我今天的重点不是要说他们到底为奴了多久。
My point is simply to say it was a long time.
我只是要告诉大家，那真的是很久的、很长的一段时间。
It was multiple generations.
那有过了许许多多的世代。
Before God took action on their cry.
就在神决定要带他们出埃及。
When God's people cry out, why is there a delay?
当神的子民呼求，为什么这么延迟呢？
Sometimes he answers immediately, sometimes he answers with a delay.
有时候他立即就回应我们了，有时候他却延迟他的回应。
Let's do a quick review of some biblical or of some basic New Testament principles.
那我们来先来看看在新约里头我们讲的原则，回应的原则。
The first one is to ask according to his will.
第一个是要照他的旨意求。
1 John 5:14, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
约翰一书第五章十四节, 我们若照他的旨意求什么,他就听我们的。
Very simple, basic verse, you probably memorized it in Sunday school.
这个是非常简单的一句经文,你可能在主日学都背诵过了。
The question is, how do I know His will?
问题是我们怎么知道他的旨意是什么呢？
Well, first of all, his will can be found in his word.
第一,他的旨意我们在他的话语里头可以找得到。
And is one of the best ways to know and to understand his will for us.
这也是一个最好的方法来明白他的旨意。
Also, my two daughters know what my will is because we have spent time together, we have walked together, we have talked together.
而且就像我的两个女儿,她们都明白我的意思,因为我们在一起生活在一起行走,所以她对我每一项她都非常明白。
And likewise, out of a daily walk with Christ is an understanding of His will for your life.
所以如果你能够每天与主同行,你也能够明白主的话。
Secondly is to ask in faith.
第二项是凭着信心求。
That means that you are able to ask based on His word without seeing the evidence of it just yet.
就是代表说你能够因着信心来求,虽然你还没有看到那实质的反应。
In James 1:6, in the King James, it says, But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
在雅各书第一章第六节,英文版是亲近版,中文, 只要凭着信心求,一点不疑惑,因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪,被风吹动,翻腾。
See, if we ask in a way that says, I hope he heard me.
所以我们有时候求的时候,我希望他听到了。God's
kind of far away, I wonder if I should say it again.
神好像很远,我是不是应该再多说一次?
Should I speak louder?
我是不是应该说大声一点?
Why is he being silent?
为什么他一点都没有反应?
Maybe, no, ask in faith.
不,你要凭着信心来求。
Know that you have a loving Heavenly Father.
你知道你有一个爱你的天父。
And through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
因为借着主耶稣, 你的认罪悔改,
you are His child.
你是他的儿女,
and to stand confident in that,
你要在那里, 在那个地位上有信心,
and that when you ask,
所以当你求的时候,
even though you don't see the answer right away,
虽然你看不到神对你立即的回应,
just remain in faith. A number of years ago,
几年前,
the Lord had given me a promise.
神给我了一个应许。
It's been more than 10 years since I've seen the fulfillment of that promise.
已经差不多有十年了，我才看到那个应许的成就。
And quite frankly, I was beginning to waver in my faith as to whether God would ever answer that promise.
很老实的说，我有一点在那个信心里开始翻腾，因为我不知道神真的会应许吗？
And I thought perhaps that maybe I did something wrong and that he withdrew the promise.
我在想，可能他因为我做错了什么事，所以他可能收回了他的应许。
But a few months ago, I got a text message from a brother who used to come to our church.
可是几个月前，我收到一个短讯，我一个从一个弟兄，他以前在我们教会来的一个弟兄。
And he said, "Does this verse mean anything to you?"
他说，他问我，这一段经文对你有什么特别意义吗？
He said, "I was praying for Christian testimony, and I believe that the Lord gave me this verse for you."
他说我正在跟神祷告的时候，这一段经文来到了我的面前。
And it was a verse out of Jeremiah, and I went to it, and I read it.
那段经文是从耶利米书出来的，所以我看了那一段经文。
And the verse said, "God will keep His promise."
那段经文说，神他会持守他的信实。
And I said, "Lord, forgive me for wavering in my faith."
所以我说，神啊，赦免我在信心中这么样的波动。
If God has given you a promise,
如果神应允你，
you stand in faith on with that promise.
你要在那个信心上要站立的稳。
Thirdly,
第三点，
we ask until faith is built in us.
我们问。只等到我们的信心被建造。
In Luke chapter 18, a very familiar passage to us.
在路加福音第十八章。
I'll let you read the entire passage for yourself, but in verses 6, 7, and 8.
你自己应该看看路加福音十八章，可是在第六节到第七节到第八节。
This is about the persistent widow.
这是看到那个寡妇。有信心的寡妇。
At the end of this passage, it says, "And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says.'"
在这段寡妇的故事的最后，神主说：“你们这不义的，你们说，主说，你们听这不义之官所说的话。”
And will not God bring about justice for His chosen ones who cry out to Him day and night? Will He keep putting them off?
神的选民昼夜呼吁他。他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不终究给他们伸冤吗？
I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
我告诉你们，要快快地给他们伸冤。然而，神子来的时候，遇得见世上有这样的信德吗？
This passage builds a comparison between God and an unjust judge.
这样，在这一段的经文里头，就讲到神跟不法的事情的一个对比。
And part of the purpose of the story is to understand that God is not like the unjust judge.
一部分这个故事就讲到神不是那个不法的不法的人。
He's a loving heavenly father who wants to intervene in the lives of his children.
他是一个爱我们的天父，他要在我们每个人的生活中有所干预。
It says in verse 7, will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night?
第七节说到，他纵然为他们忍了，神的选民昼夜呼吁他，他纵然为他们忍了多时，岂不为他们伸冤吗？
Mm-hmm. Will he keep putting them off?
他为什么要一直延迟呢？
I tell you, he will see that they get justice and quickly.
我告诉你们，会快快地替他们伸冤。
When you ask, God answers.
当你向神询问他的回应的时候，
it's His heart's desire to give you the answer and to do it now.
是他的心思，他的意念其实是马上就要告诉你。
However, there is a time when there is delay in that answer.
可是有的时候是没有错。那个回应会延迟。
When God wants to build something additional into your spirit,
因为神要在你的 属灵上能够建造你更多。
There are times when he delays an answer for one specific reason.
有的时候他延迟他的回应是因为他有特别的意义。
What is it?
是什么？
When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith?
然而人子来的时候，遇得见世上有德性吗？有信德吗？
What's he looking for?
他到底在找什么？
A people of faith.
他在找有信心的人。
People who take him at his word.
他在找那些重视他的话语的人。
People who are more connected to his word than they are to circumstances.
他在寻找那些与他的话有更连结的人，胜过于与他们的周遭环境所影响的人。
People who believe his promises without wavering.
他在寻找那些能够信靠他而不被翻腾的人。
When the enemy comes along and lies to you,
当仇敌来对你说谎言的时候，
How do you handle that?
你是怎么来对付的？
Do you ever feel like there's some days when you just really feel like you're very unworthy?
你有没有觉得有的时候你好像很不配？
You got up in the morning, you put on the armor of God.
你早上起来，你穿上了神的军装。
You do put on the armor of God, right?
你应该有穿上神的军装吧？
This is not just a children's Sunday school story.
这应该不只是儿童主日学的故事。
This is for every believer every day.
这是我们每一个信徒每一天该做的。
When I got up this morning, I went through the process of putting on the armor of God.
当我早上起来的时候，我要好好的把神的军装穿上。
Helmet of salvation.
头戴的救恩的头盔。
Breastplate of righteousness.
德性的胸牌。
Belt of truth.
真理的腰带。
You know the rest of it.
你知道其余的吗？
If you are not putting it on,
如果你没有穿上，
you are unprotected.
你就没有被保护着。
Spiritually.
在灵里头是不被保护的。
That's what it's there for.
这就是在那个，这就是它的功用。
And part of that armor is called the breastplate of righteousness.
在那个神的军装有公义的胸牌。
And it protects the heart.
它来保护我们的心。
Another facet that protects the heart is the shield of faith.
还有一个保护我们的心是那个信心的盾牌。
So that when the enemy sends flaming arrows, that rather than going into your heart, it goes into that shield of faith.
所以当仇敌射出那个火箭的时候，它不是对着我们的心，而是从是射中了那个信心的盾牌。
And as I've shared with you before, the shield is meant to be used with everyone else's shield.
我刚刚也说过，这个盾牌，这个信心的盾牌是每一个人该有的。
The shield of faith was never intended to be used all alone.
这个信心的盾牌不是就是一个人自己用，而是大家一起。
It's your shield plus your shield plus your shield plus your shield builds an entire barrier against the enemy.
是每一个人的信心的盾牌都一起在一起，能够来抵挡仇敌的攻击。
And as we stand together in faith,
当我们在信心里站在一起的时候，
and the enemy lies to you,
当仇敌对你说谎言的时候，
and tells you that you are so unworthy,
告诉你你是这么不配得。
You can tell the enemy that yes, that was before the blood of Jesus.
你可以告诉他，是的，在我接受主的救恩的宝血以前。
But because of the blood of Jesus, he has made me worthy.
可是就是因着他的宝血，我现在是配得的。
He has made me righteous.
他已经让我成为了义。
And I stand in that righteousness.
而我是站在那公义之下。
It's a battle.
这是一个征战。
That's why it's called the armor of God.
所以这告诉我们，那个是一个神的军装。
Fourthly,
第四点
is to ask in submission to Christ before expecting submission.
在被要求顺服以前，先顺服基督的要求。
There are husbands who like the passage in Ephesians 5 because it talks about wives submitting to husbands.
很多做丈夫的喜欢以弗所书第五章，因为说到妻子要顺服丈夫。
And also 1 Peter 3 verse 7 says, Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life so that nothing will hinder your prayers.
在彼得前书第三章第七节，你们做丈夫的要按情理与妻子同住，与你们一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻拦。
See, the world has abused Ephesians chapter 5 horribly.
其实在这个世界上，他们对以弗所书错用了。
Because many men have expected submission from their wife.
因为每一个做丈夫的，他们也要顺服他们的妻子。
Without walking in submission themselves.
他们如果自己不能先顺服的话。
But if you look at the context of the passage.
可是如果你看看整个圣经怎么说。
It says, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church.
他说到，丈夫爱妻子，就像基督爱教会一样。
So in the same way that Christ was submissive to his father, we husbands are to be submissive to Christ.
所以就像基督顺服于天父，做丈夫的顺服于妻子。
Out of that submission to Christ, then we can anticipate wives to be submissive to their husbands.
我们先顺服于基督，我们就会知道妻子也会顺服于我们。
I think there's an illustration that really helps.
我们来看看一个图画。
It's an illustration of a pilot and a co-pilot.
是讲到一个机长跟副机长的事情。
It's a captain and first officer.
是一个第一机长跟他的第一副手的事情。
They each have defined responsibilities in that cockpit.
在那个机舱长里头，他们每一个都有一个很明确的责任。
They have to follow the rules of the FAA as well as that particular airline.
他们要遵守航空管理的法则，也或和他们公司的法则。
But here's my point.
我的重点是
They work together as a team.
他们是一个团队。
In the airplane cockpit, you have a very powerful picture of submission at work.
在机舱里头是一个非常明确而且有力的一个顺服的图画。
Let's pretend for a moment that what happens in some of our homes happens in the cockpit of the airplane.
我们想想看，如果有的事情发生在我们家里的时候，是也同样的发生在那个机舱长里头。
Let's think for a moment.That if some of the power struggle that we find between husbands and wives in the family is taking place in the cockpit of the plane.
当我们在家里头有那个权力征战的时候，也同样的发生在那个机舱座里头的时候。
We find the co-pilot saying, "I want to fly the plane today."
我们看到第一驾驶说，今天我来飞这个飞机。
And the pilot says, "No, this is my favorite trip. I'm flying the plane today."
那可是机舱长说，那今天这段我喜欢，所以我来飞。
And there's an argument back and forth between pilot and co-pilot.
所以就开始了争执。
About who's going to fly the plane today?
到底今天是谁来飞这个飞机
？One says me. No, the other one says no, it's me.
这个说是我，那个说是他。
Meanwhile, the plane is sitting there on the runway.
那个时候这个飞机就在那个跑道上等着。
Ground control has given permission to line up at runway 24R.
那个塔台告诉他你可以停到第24个跑道。
And they're sitting there.
他们就坐在那地方。
There's 10 planes behind them.
那有十架飞机在他们后面排着队。
Holding up the traffic.
他们就这样子，就是拦阻了人家。
Because the pilot and the co-pilot are having an argument.
因为机长跟副机长没有办法达成协议。
And you're the passenger.
那你就是那个乘客。
You say, "Why aren't we leaving?"
你说为什么还没走啊
？Captain comes on the intercom and says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking." Off as soon as we resolve this argument in the cockpit.
机长来到了那个扩音器说先生女士我们在我们解决了我们之间的争执以后我们就会离开
那什么
是不是很可笑
Pilot and co-pilot are a team
机舱长跟副机长是一个团队
The mentality is they're a team
在理智上他们来说他们应该是一个团队
They each have defined responsibilities
他们每一个人都有他们该负的责任
And they work together as a team to get that plane to its destination
他们因为彼此同工所以他们能够把那个飞机飞到目的地
And husbands and wives are a team
丈夫和妻子也是一个同工
And they work together as a team in order to get that family to its God-defined destination
他们要在一起同工才能带着他们的家庭到神所对他们预备的目的地
The purpose of submission is to help clearly define the lines of authority
在顺服就是能够很明白的知道你的责任是什么。
It was never intended to create tension in the home.
从来就不是要在你的家庭里头来引起那些质问。
Remember when U.S. Airways flight took off from LaGuardia.
记不记得那个美国航空从那个拉瓜迪亚起飞
？And both engines had a bird strike.
两个引擎因为鸟跑进去了。
The control tower suggested that that plane land at Teterboro, if possible.
塔台建议他们如果可能的话，飞到纽泽西的 Teterboro。
And the captain made a decision.
可是那个座机长，做了决定。
To land it in the Hudson.
他做了决定，来降落在哈德逊河。
They did not have enough altitude.
他们没有不够高度。
They did not have enough airspeed to make it to Teterboro.
他们的那个速度也不够，不能达到那个 Teterboro 的飞机场。
Plus.The potential risk to thousands of lives in case the plane missed Teterboro Airport.
而且也很担心，万一达不到那个飞机场的目的地，有成千的人的生命带了危险。
The captain had only a few seconds to make a decision.
机长只有几秒钟的决定。
And out of the wisdom and the experience that God had given him, he made.What, in hindsight, was a very good decision.
因为因着神给他的智慧和能力，在这样来看来，他做的是非常正确的决定。
Now think for a moment, what would happen?
想一想。
If the captain said we're landing in the Hudson.
想一想，如果这个机长说我们要在河上停机。
And the co-pilot says no.
那这个副机长说。不行吧
let's make it to we can make it to Teterboro
我们应该可以到那个 Teterboro
Captain says no we're in the Hudson
那个机长说不我们就在这个河上
And the co-pilot says no we got plenty of airspeed let's go to Teterboro
那这个副机长说我们的那个速度应该够我们应该可以到达那个地方
back and forth
来来去去
do you see howDivision in the cockpit leads to disaster.
你看有没有看到，在这个机舱长里头，机舱座里头的，如果有分裂，会带出什么样的灾难
？But when the team follows predefined lines of authority, there is clarity.
可是当这个团队来遵循了这个一开始就知道的法则的时候，那一切都很明白。
And God honors that authority.
而神也够尊。神也敬重那样的权柄。
My wife and I work together as a team.
我的妻子与我是一起同工。
We only have two passengers on our plane.
我们只有两个旅客在我们的飞机上。
Two daughters.
两个女儿。
But it's our responsibility to get that plane to its destination.
可是是我们的责任要把这个飞机飞到神的目的地。
And as you're single, as some of you are single,
在座的如果你还是单身
and you look around,
你四周看看
and you say, oh, I can't wait to get married.
我等不及结婚了。
Oh, it's going to be almost heaven.
可能就结了婚就像在天堂一样。
Okay.
可以。
We felt the same way.
我们也曾经这么觉得。
But while you're single, gain experience making godly decisions.
当你在还是单身的时候，你要学习如何做出神决定是讨神喜悦的决定。
Gain experience walking in submission to the authority that's over you.
你要学习如何在权柄下能够顺服。
I'm not asking.For anybody to submit to abusive authority.
我不是要求各位要在一个迫害的权柄下要顺服。
But God defined lines of authority for a reason.
可是神他把每一个权柄他都有一个很明确的明确的他来明确的定规下来。
And when husband and wife walk together as a team, like a captain and co-captain.
当一个妻子和丈夫他们像一个团队一样就像一个正驾驶跟副驾驶
They are a powerful force to work with
他们是一个非常有力的一个团队
Does that make sense?
弟兄姐妹明白吗
My wife and I recently bought a car
我跟我太太最近买了一个新车。
She did much of the groundwork and research.
她在买车以前，我的太太做了很多的寻找资料。
I did a little bit of my own research.
我自己也做了一些寻求的资料。
We looked at prices.
我们看看价钱。
We like the websites that tell you how much the dealer has to pay for the car.
我们在那个网上看到那个卖车的他们。想要卖多少钱
And when we were talking to the salesman in the dealership,
当我们去买车的地方，我们跟那些售货员谈的时候
he was looking at the paperwork that we brought with us.
他看到我们带来的那些资料
And he said, there's two kinds of customers.
他说有两种顾客
Those who are prepared and those who are not.
一个是有准备好的，一个是没有准备的
He said, you're prepared.
你是准备的。
We just smile.
我们就是微笑着。
But after a very long day of finally being able, late that night, to be able to drive home the car.
经过了一个很一整天的工作，我们最后能够把那个车开回家。
My wife walked up to me.
我的太太跟我说。
And gave me a high five.
给我来赞美我。
And said, "We're a team."
我们真是一个团队。
Said Amen.
我跟他说阿门。
We haven't done it perfectly.
我们当然不是做得很完美。
But our heart's desire is to function as a team.
可是我们心里是就是告诉自己，我们要像一个团队一样。
And unfortunately, in our culture, the word submission has become a bad word because of its abuse.
很可惜的，在我们的文化里头，这个顺服变成了一个迫害的，变成了一个迫害的用法。
And when we come to the table in a few minutes,
当我们等一下要来到主的桌前的时候
，we're going to see a picture of Christ's submission to His Father.
我们就会看到我们的耶稣是如何的顺服他的父亲。
And that submission led to.Purchasing our salvation.
而这样的顺服就为了能够最后能够救赎我们。
And we're very grateful.
我们实在是非常的感恩。
Fifthly,
第五点。
There are times when prayers are not answered simply because the enemy has a grip on the person or the event that needs to be broken.
有的时候我神对我们的祷告没有应许，因为有那个很强烈的。拦阻需要被破坏。
In Mark 9, verse 29 in the King James,
在马可福音第九章。
And he said unto them, This kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting.
耶稣说，非用这样，非用祷告，这祷告禁食这一类的鬼总不能出来。
I encourage you to look at the context.
我真是很鼓励大家能看看这个整段的经文。
Read the whole chapter.
对这一整章马可福音第九章来。
But there are times when godly authority needs to be asserted over demonic authority.
可是当神要他要把他的权柄行下来的时候，他要
imposed over demonic authority.
他
forced.
他需要胜过这个世界上这些邪恶的势力。
And until that stronghold is broken.
只等到那个强烈的拦阻能够被破碎。
The answer to the prayer might not come.
那对我们的祷告的应用回应，可能要等到那个强烈的拦阻被破坏了，才会来到。
One of the purposes of fasting is to break spiritual strongholds.
所以有的时候我们禁食祷告，就是为了要破裂那个强烈的那个拦阻。
So this morning we have been speaking about the fire of delayed answers.
今天早上我们讲到这个回应在延迟的火焰。
And part of the purpose of this message is that God can allow His people to go through the fire of unanswered prayers and not be consumed.
有最重要的一点就是神允许他的子民能够经过那个火，因为他的回应还没有来，而不被损害。
There are times when we simply go through the fire instead of around it.
我们有的时候就是要经过那个火，而不是绕过那个火。
What is God saying to Moses at the burning bush?
到底神对摩西在那个燃烧的荆棘说什么？
Moses, you're looking at a picture of a tree that's on fire that's not being consumed.
他说，摩西，你看的是一个燃烧的荆棘，可是却没有被烧毁。
Moses, I want to take you through the fire of delivering Israel out of Egypt in a way that you will not be consumed.
他说，摩西，我要带你，你要把以色列人从埃及的人手中拯救出来，你要经过那个火，可是你却不会被损害。
What's the fire for Moses?
那摩西的火焰又是什么呢？
Well, he was blamed by his own people for the increased suffering.
他因着他的百姓受到更重的苦害而被他们责备。
His leadership was rejected by the Israelite leaders.
以色列的长老并不愿意听他的话。
And these are supposed to be the people who are closest to him.
这些人应该是与他非常亲密的。
And Pharaoh's double-mindedness and hardness of heart, even to the point of the Red Sea.
法老他三心二意，他刚硬的心，即使到了红海边还是一样。
Is there another portion in Scripture that we can find where God allowed His people to go through the fire and not get burned?
我们还有在圣经其他地方看到神允许他的子民也是经过那个火而不被焚烧吗？
In Daniel 3, verses 26 and 27.
在但以理第三章。
The latter part of verse 27, they saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was a hair of their heads singed, their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them.
Which verse?
Chapter
3,
27.
第三章27节。
The latter part of 27.
Okay. 第三章27节后半段。巡抚与王的谋士一同聚集，看这三个人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣服也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。
They came through the fire.
他们从火里出来。
Ever been on a camp out?
你们有没有露过营
？Wood smoke?
看过那个火烧吗？
You go home and take your clothes out of the suitcase.
你回家以后把衣服拿出来。
Smells like smoke.
都闻到那个火烧过的味道是吗？
That's the degree of God's keeping power.
那个就是神他的权力 的地方。
And that's how God can preserve you and I if He chooses to take us through the fire.
那就是神如何保守我们，当我们他需要带我们走过那个火的时候。
When God's people, workers and leaders, are going through a time of testing, passing through the fire.
当神的工人，神的长老要做工，要经过那个火的时候。
He's looking for people who can trust him in the fire of delayed answers.
他要找那个可以相信他，即使是在回应他的火焰的那个是延迟的回应的时候。
When it goes from bad to worse.
当能够到从很坏的环境到更坏的环境的时候。
You're convinced that he is, that he loves you unconditionally.
你还是能够相信他是无条件的爱你。
They know that they have not been abandoned.
他们知道他们并没有被神离弃。
Who know that the injustices that they are suffering are temporary.
他们知道不法的事和他们受苦难的事都是暂时的。
Who are willing to value what God says more than what man says.
他们也能够知道神的话重于人的话。
Now we have to be very careful with that.
我们要非常小心这一点。
And make sure that we have accurately what God has been saying to us.
我们要很明确地知道神对我们说的话。
Who stand in faith to believe that the answer is on its way.
他们站在信心上知道神的回应就会来。
And to believe that it's possible to come through the fire without even a hint of bad attitude smoke.
他们也会知道在信心里那个回应来的时候可能要经过火，可是我们却不会被烧毁。
Does it happen to everyone?
在座的有这样的经历吗？
Not necessarily.
可能并不是。
There are different degrees of fires.
有每个人都有不同的火焰的大小。
But when God takes you through the fire, it will be tailored just for you.
可是神当神带你经过那个火的时候，那个火的大小是专门为你而设计的。
That we can walk through that fire with the grace of God.
我们走过那个火的时候，是因着神的恩典。
Not pick up any bad attitude.
不要有任何的苦读。
Take the grace of God to forgive.
因着是神的恩典。
And come out the other side of that fire without anger and without bitterness.
当我们经过以后，我们不会有，就不会有苦读，也不会有愤怒。
So that God has a testimony to show to the world.
所以我们能够成为神的见证，在这个世界上做他的见证。
And you and I would be that testimony.
你和我能够成为那个见证人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for your hand upon our lives.
父神，我们感谢你在我们的生活。
Lord, we recognize that these last days are increasing in difficulty.
我们知道这个末日越来越近，而且生活越来越艰难。
You have accelerated the development and the growth of future leaders.
你已经很快的来建造未来的领者。
And Lord, we understand that there are those who are going through great difficulty and may not know and understand what it is that you are doing.
我们也看到有许多人现在正在那苦难中而不明白你的作为。
But Lord, we are grateful that your hand is upon our life.
我们感谢你，因为你的手在带领我们。
We are grateful for your keeping power.
我们也感谢你，因为你是掌权的。
We are grateful for the grace to be able to forgive.
我们也感谢你给我们的恩典，让我们能够赦免。
We are grateful that you are able to bring us through the fire without even a hint of smoke.
我们也感谢你能够带我们经过那个火，而不被没有火燎的味道。
Lord, the glory is yours.
主，荣耀是你的。
Because it will be your grace by which this takes place.
因为是你的恩典，才会有这一切的事情发生。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，靠主耶稣的名。